preceding announcement is paid for by two best friends.
The two best friends are back. What's up, Johnny?
Dude, I just got back from a 10-day vacation in Europe.
Johnny, back from vacation. I had a little staycation. You know, a lot of you guys probably think two best friends probably go on vacation together, but you know, we need some time apart from each other. We need some time apart away from the show, but we're back and we're refreshed and we're ready for a new one today, aren't we?
Dude, no kidding. You know, and I just want to apologize to all of our listeners. We were slated to shoot a show last week, but unfortunately, coming off vacation, I caught a little, what do you want to call it, a little bug? A little sneezy.
Yeah, I mean, just be glad that's the only thing you caught.
Yeah. You know, I saw a lot of stuff over there, and yes, you're absolutely right. I should be thankful that that is the only thing that I caught.
Well, wait a second. Did you tell everybody where you went?
Oh, did I forget to do that?
I think you did.
Oh. Well, it was a three country tour. The first leg of the tour was in Amsterdam.
Nice.
The famous Netherlands. From there, we shot down southwest to Belgium. We went to Brussels and Bruges. And then to finish off the trip, we shot another good hour southwest to Paris, France.
You know, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Let's dedicate a whole segment to your trip to Europe. There's a lot of things. There's a lot of things I would ask you about, man.
Yeah, man. I appreciate that, man. I'll tell you what, man. I've definitely got some stuff to share.
While you were halfway around the world, I was here. I was at home, and
Actually, before you continue, man, did you miss me?
You know, man, I missed you so much.
Miss is such a strong word, though,
no,
right?
No, it is, man, because guess what I did, man? I kind of missed talking with you, man. We talk every week. We talk every day. I didn't have a chance to do that. So you know what I did?
What's that?
I listened to the best of the Two Best Friends podcast.
Oh, that's right. The best of the Two Best Friends podcast. What was this, the Vegas edition?
This was the Vegas edition, man, and it ran down the top three stories we told on the show so far. And, man, they were classics. I listened to them. It's like you were never gone, man.
Gotcha, man. Gotcha. Well, the good thing about the Vegas stories is that there's only more to come.
That's right. Yeah, I think that counted out three of them. There's probably about another 10 that we could probably go into.
Yeah, well, you know, as time progresses, we'll definitely make sure that you all get to listen to them.
Well, while you were in, I don't know, Brussels, Paris, someplace, I was at home working on a nursery as we're expecting a kid any day now.
How's that going, first of all?
Yeah, man, it's going. It's going. It's a lot of work, you know. I'm sure there's a lot of fathers out there or expecting fathers who could empathize with what I'm going through. I mean, we have this one room in the house that was basically a disaster zone. I think FEMA is going to send me a check because it was just piled up with just garbage and clothes and a bunch of stuff. Basically, bottom line is we're turning that room into a nursery. So you can imagine how much work I had to do over the past 4 or 5 weekends.
Well, hold on, man. You live in a $3.4 million house. How in the world do you have even one room in that house that's jacked up?
That's the thing, man. When you move into a house and you kind of designate all the bedrooms, right? And you say, okay, this is the master bedroom. This is the guest room. You know, this is the office. You basically put all that stuff in place. But the rooms that you say, okay, well, maybe this will be a future room for, you know, a kid, or this is a future room for something else. Yo, man, it just becomes just a target for junk.
I've gone from living in a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom house down to a 2-bedroom, 2-bathroom apartment, back to a 3-bedroom, 2.5-bathroom house. So, dude, the fluctuation can definitely be frustrating.
Yeah. Well, so I'm in this room, and I'm changing out the light because this room had one of those standard, like, builder-grade lights that wasn't really going to work for a nice-looking nursery. And so I'm up there, you know, trying to remember all the stuff you learn in basic science class about, you know, how to put together a light in terms of which wire is hot and which one's not. So I spend, I don't know, an hour and a half putting this freaking chandelier up. It looks perfect. And I get down and I take a picture of it, you know, because I want to, you know, show my friends, show my mom, you know, kind of, you know, how the thing's looking. And I take a picture of it.
I mean, dude, who wouldn't want to take a picture of a brand new chandelier, man? Those things are not only expensive as hell, but, dude, those things are really, really nice.
Yeah, yeah. You ever watch Unsolved Mysteries? Remember that show from the 90s?
Dude, can you please, please not bring up Unsolved Mysteries? To this day, that show gives me the creeps.
Well, I'm about to tell you something that's going to flip your wig around, man. I take a picture of this chandelier, and I'm looking at it, right? So I'm like, man, this is a good-looking chandelier. And I swear to God, man, I look a little bit closer, and I see a face in the chandelier. It's kind of a glass chandelier, so it has a mirror on the top. And in the mirror, dude, I see a face that looks like a freaking ghost.
Dude. Come on, man. Hey, look, you may have watched a little bit too much Unsolved Mysteries, but usually these issues, you know, unsolved murders, stuff that, you know, normally would happen in the dark. Dude, it was broad daylight in that room. You're going to tell me that you saw a ghost in broad daylight?
Dude, do you want to see the picture? I'll show it to you right now.
Okay.
All right, hold on. Hold on. Hold on a second. Let me get my phone. Dude, look at this.
Dude, what the hell?
Dude, is that not a face?
Dude, that is creepy, man. Like, no, that had to be a coincidence.
Dude, listen, I don't know what that is. You know, you could say that there's things that could create an illusion. To me, that is too... There's no way that a light, a booger, a fingerprint would create something that looks exactly like a face, man.
You think it's a ghost. I think it's a coincidence. Why don't we do this? You know, we had this Twitter page that, you know, we talked about for a little bit, but it's kind of been active, inactive, whatever. Why don't we post that picture on Twitter and let our followers decide whether it's a ghost or not a ghost? Dude, to me, it's a coincidence, bro.
Listen, man, I've looked at it. I tried to recreate the photo, man. The next day, I basically found the same angle of the sunlight, same camera angle. Nothing has changed. I cannot recreate this photo.
Well, all I can say is let's post it on Twitter, man. Let's see what everyone else says, because it's, I don't know, man. This just, it just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. You know, it's a freak.
Oh, what was that? What was that noise? Did you hear that?
Yeah, dude,
Yo.
Dude, there's no one else in the studio, right?
Hold on a second. Hey, Sloan, did anyone just come in? No? It's freaking me out, man. What was that? Sound like a door.
Dude, you know what? It's, you know, we got the AC on. Surprisingly, we can actually afford AC today. But we got the AC on. I don't know, man. Maybe it's strong on one part of the studio and it just slammed the door shut. Dude, I don't know, man. Just a one-off, whatever.
Yeah, man. I'm sure that's what it is, man. But yeah, man. Let's throw that picture on Twitter, man, and see what people think. Because I swear to God, man, that is not a smudge. It's not a fingerprint. To me, it looks like a freaking ghost, man.
All right. So when you get a chance, go on Twitter. What we're gonna do is we're gonna put a poll up. This picture, is it or is it not a ghost? You let us know.
I think it's a ghost.
Yeah, I don't know, man. But I promise you we got a jam-packed show for you today. So I'll tell you what. You ready to get into it?
So, Johnny, I promised you that we dedicate an entire segment to your trip to Europe. Yo, man, how was that?
Well, first of all, you know, I appreciate, you know, appreciate, I guess, being able to have a whole segment towards talking about my trip. And First of all, let me say that, you know, there's parts of the trip that we went on that, you know, we'll be talking about right here and now. And unfortunately, there's other parts of the trip that I won't be able to talk about on the air. We are going to talk about them, but unfortunately, we won't be able to talk about them on this show today. And we'll get more to that towards the end of the show. But, yeah, so as I mentioned in the first segment, we did a three-country tour. And so the first stop on that three-country tour was, I don't know, every pothead's dream. We went to Amsterdam.
Where did you stay? Is there like a place in Amsterdam where tourists usually stay?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people will go to Amsterdam to backpack through the city. They'll stay in hostels. You know, we went with a group, man, or we went with a group tour, so we stayed in one of the hotels. I think it was either a Marriott or there's this hotel chain that they have locations around the world. I don't know if they have any locations here in the States, but it's called NH Hotels. We stayed in one when we went to Colombia, South America. I think we stayed in one, you know, on another trip that we took. But yeah, it was called NH Hotel.
So, so you basically stayed in a hotel. So you weren't doing the backpacking thing at all.
No. I'm too old for that.
So did your fat ass backpack through some buffets or something, or like? Well,
yeah, man. The only thing I backpacked to was to breakfast, to lunch, to dinner, to brunch, to, you know, all that kind of fun stuff.
Right, gotcha, man.
So, like I said, the first place that we went to was Amsterdam, and let me tell you, once you leave the hotel room and you walk out into the main square, right there in Amsterdam, you cannot resist but to smell pot everywhere you go.
So. And this obviously is legal over there, and it must be kind of like alcohol, right? Like Vegas or Savannah, Georgia, where it's just open container. In this case, it's just open.
Yeah. So let me clarify that, because that is the perception of what people have about Amsterdam, is you can just mosey on down the street and do whatever you want to with regards to marijuana. The people that actually smoke it out in the open air, you can tell, are actually tourists. Because in Amsterdam, it is illegal to smoke marijuana in public. Kind of like here in the States, where a lot of restaurants have adopted no smoking laws and things like that. Amsterdam has also adopted those laws, because one of the things about that place is they pride themselves on having some of the cleanest air in the world. Very clean air. It's crystal clear when you go there. But the thing is where people go to actually smoke pot is called, oh gosh, what are these things called?
Burger King?
It's like the, I'm sorry, it's called bake shops.
Wow.
So, yeah, and basically it's a double meaning place. It's called a bake shop because there they sell, you know, hash brownies and other, I guess, treats that have marijuana in them. But at the same time, you can sit down, you can smoke, you can, you know, eat hash brownies, whatever you want to. Where it's in a contained environment. They actually do not want you smoking marijuana while you're walking up and down the street.
So let me ask you this, man. I don't want you to answer the question that I'm going to ask, but there's a follow-up question that I want to ask you. So the first question I'm going to ask is, did you smoke marijuana? I don't want you to answer that.
Gotcha.
So whether you did or not, the second question is, did you get a contact high from just being around all these people?
Well, here's the thing. Another misconception that people in the States have about, I guess, the legalization of marijuana in Amsterdam is that marijuana in Amsterdam actually does not have tobacco. It is cannabis in its purest form. So, yeah, I guess people can smoke it to get high and people can smoke it to relax. But there is no form of tobacco inside marijuana in Amsterdam. Did I get a contact high? No.
Okay, wow. Not that you know of.
Not that I know of. And, you know, again, I'll kind of go off on a little tangent here in a minute. By the way, how much time do I have in this segment?
Hey, man, as long as you want to go.
Cool, man.
As long
great.
As you want to go.
Great, great.
You haven't been on the show in 3 weeks, man.
True. I guess I have some time to talk, right?
Absolutely.
So, again, we don't really bring up politics much on the show for good reasons. You know, we don't want to really, I guess, divide the audience or really take sides on anything. But I kind of got to give my two cents on this. All of the marijuana laws here in the States, after going overseas and seeing how things are over there, our laws are ridiculous. Again, I'm not a pothead. I don't smoke, but our laws on marijuana are ridiculous. The streets are safer in Amsterdam than they are in any small market in the United States. I can guarantee it. The police officers, they're basically just hanging out doing nothing. Why? Because nobody's really doing anything. You know, a lot of our jails right now are filled up with people who either trafficked marijuana, were caught smoking marijuana, were caught distributing marijuana. We could easily empty out probably 15% of our jail cells if we just took one simple step of legalizing marijuana.
Well, you know, there's a lot of theories on the war against drugs. You know, a lot of people say that it was manufactured so it could target, you know, certain groups of people. You know, other people say that it's a way to make money, and maybe it is. But I couldn't agree more. Just like with alcohol, like with a lot of things, if you legalize it, half of the problems you have today because of it allegedly would go away.
Absolutely. And I'll actually go one step further to what you said about people can make money off of it. The issue in this country is people have a lot more to lose than to gain. So why do I say that? If they legalized marijuana for the use of medical treatments or for medical usage, Big Pharma would lose billions of dollars each and every year.
I agree with that. Absolutely.
So what do? They pay these lobbyists, they go into D.C. and they pay these people millions of dollars to not vote to legalize it. And guess what? Keeps Big Pharma in business. You know, it's just, I guess I don't really want to delve in any more than that, but after seeing firsthand what a legal country, what a country with legalized marijuana has, we're behind on the times.
Listen, man, this is all good stuff. I think it's worth discussing it. But, dude, I want to know what you can't talk about. I mean, come on, man.
Okay.
Dude, this is the two best friends. We have a lot of our best friends listening.
Yeah.
They want to know what's going on, man.
Yeah, so, you know, the other thing that Amsterdam is known for, there's a little part of town that lights up at night. Are you familiar with it?
Ah, yeah. Is it the yellow light, the green light, the red light district?
Yeah, the red light district. So, you know, obviously that's out there at night. And obviously, you walk by, you know, what would look like the downstairs of people's homes, the upstairs of people's homes. You know, there's a red fluorescent light around each of the windows and actually they do this for a reason. They do it so that the girls actually look better, so you don't see any scars, so that you don't see, you know, any bruises or anything like that. That's why they actually have the red lights out there. But that's not the only thing that they actually have in the red light district.
Dude, I told you, you have unlimited time. I'm going to sit back. We're going to dedicate the rest of this show to you telling me about exactly what you saw.
That's kind of the thing. Well,
dude, you got 20 minutes. Let's go.
We we actually went to go see a we went to go see a show.
What do you mean a show? Like what, Disney on Ice? What do you mean?
No. No, there's no Disney on Ice on the Red Light District. We went to go see a live show.
Like what? Wayne Newton or something? What are you talking about,
dude? Are you serious? Like, you can't read between the lines here.
Yeah, dude, I have no idea. All right, hold on. A show? We're still talking about the Red Light District, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, what goes on in the Red Light District?
I mean, I think I know what goes on
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
but,
well, just imagine that. Just imagine that, dude. But it was a live show.
Whoa! Wait a second. You went to, dude.
I mean, what do they say when in Amsterdam?
All right, so what are we doing, man? Let's tell everyone what happened.
Yeah. See, that's the tough part, man. The details of this show were pretty graphic. You and I both know, man. We run a pretty clean show. You know, we really tried not even curse on this show. We don't ever really do this, but if you are interested in listening to what happened at that show, we're going to share this story. The only thing is we're going to have to put it behind a paywall.
So you think you and I could have the conversation, and then if anyone of our best friends out there want to hear the two best friends talk about what Johnny did in Amsterdam at a live show, they could pay and we could send them the conversation and they could be on the inside of this conversation. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Look, we're not asking for blood. We're not asking for, you know, Mayweather versus McGregor type money. Look, $2.
$2.
$2.
And I have a feeling that this conversation is probably worth $200.
Yeah, it is. But again, because, you know, we run a pretty clean show, basically what you're pretty much going to hear some raw audio. Jay has not even heard this story yet. So
dude, I have my $2 right here. I'll be the first person to pay.
Yeah, man. It's just, you know, what was seen, the description of what was seen, the language. Like I said, it's not what we currently or it's not what we typically use on Two Best Friends. So again, that's why we're going to have to put it behind a paywall. If you are interested in finding out what happened during my time inside the live show, feel free to send us an email at the number 2wobestfriends@gmail.com, requesting that you would like to listen to that clip. At that time, we'll let you know how you can pay. And once we receive payment, we'll be more than happy to send you the audio file. So that you can also know what it was like to be part of that live show.
Wow. The very first Two Best Friends pay-per-view, or pay-per-listen in this case.
Yeah. Again, you know, we're not asking for Mayweather-McGregor money. We're not asking for UFC money. Heck, we're not even asking for ROH, TNA, or WWE money. Yo, man, we're just asking for $2. $2.
$2.
And we'll be happy to send you the raw audio file. This will not get posted to our usual show episode, so don't expect to see it there. It's only going to be personally delivered to your inbox.
$2. An affordable pleasure for an affordable price.
Dude, I don't know if you could have said that any better.
What a comeback show, man, from vacation, man. That is such an intriguing segment, man, about your trip to Amsterdam. Dude, I can't wait to have this conversation, man, and I can't wait to share it with a bunch of people who want to listen to it too.
Dude, did we already reach our typical 30 minutes? I mean, I felt like I was just getting started.
Hey, man, listen, we're back, we're rolling, you know, and I think we're gonna have a lot to talk about, man, over the next couple episodes based on just your trip alone.
Well, here's the thing, you know, I didn't realize that I was going to go that long just on Amsterdam. But I'll tell you what, you know, I also went to Belgium and I also went to France. So I don't know, man. Maybe on another episode, we'll pick up the rest of the story.
Sweet, sweet. Also, remember our poll on Twitter. Is it a ghost or is it not? Yes, that's right. I put up a chandelier this past weekend, took a picture of it, and inside the chandelier in the picture, you could clearly see the face of a ghost.
Please make sure that you go to at the number 2 WO Best Friends and yeah, be a part of this poll. Is it a ghost or is it not a ghost?
I think it's a ghost.
Dude, it was not a ghost.
Dude, it clearly
Hold on. Dude. Did you turn the temperature down?
Nah, I mean it's hot as
dude,
it's hot
it's as freezing in here.
Yeah, dude, I noticed it got It felt like the temperature dropped like 15 degrees in the last 5 minutes.
Can you go turn the temperature up? It's freezing in here.
Why do they keep this room so cold? It felt like it dropped like 10 degrees. Dude, it's 100 degrees outside, but this is ridiculous.
Anyway, yeah, and then obviously if you listen to our last segment, dang, it's cold. If you listen to our last segment, we do have an additional story about our trip or about my trip to Amsterdam that once again we can't share this publicly because of the nature of the content, but again, two bucks,
dude. I spent $2 today just breakfast on coffee.
I know you spent $2 on french fries.
Well, yeah, I didn't want to say that, but yeah,
so $2. And you can hear, you can pretty much be closer to the two best friends and basically feel more like a best friend to the two best friends.
Well, I don't think you could be a best friend of anyone if you don't have inside jokes, inside stories, if you don't have the inside scoop. And hey, listen, I don't know what happened, but as soon as this show ends today, we're going to record this this special behind the scenes bonus episode, and you guys can listen to it. $2.
Listen, I promise you, I promise you, I promise you, this is something that you are not going to want to miss. We're basically just going to hit play, and whatever happens, happens. Pretty much, it's going to be...
No editing?
No editing.
We're not going to edit.
No.
Turn the mics on, and we're going to have a conversation.
We're going to have an unedited, uncensored conversation about what happened. And when we're done, we're turning the mics off and posting it.
Okay. Listen, dude, I cannot wait.
Dude, stop waving those $2 in my face.
Listen. I'll give you $3.
Look, it was still $2. You're not going to want to miss this story. Also, again, you can follow us on social media. We're on Facebook. Just search number 2 WO Best Friends. Again, you can find us on Twitter at the number 2 WO Best Friends. Make sure to check out our poll this week. Also, you can listen to us on a variety of platforms. We're on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, as well as iHeartRadio.
Hey, Johnny.
Yeah.
Welcome back. It's good to have you back in America.
Yeah, man. Thanks.
And, it's about that time in the show.
Wait a minute. It's about that time?
It's about that time when you say...
When you're 2WO, you're 2WO for life.
The preceding announcement has been paid for by two best friends.